So good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to be back. It's been a while since I've been with you all. And my, how you've transformed the announcements with music. I don't think I've ever enjoyed announcements so much at any church. But no one laughed so much during announcements, no less. So it's wonderful, wonderful to be here this morning. So I was thinking the other day about one of the gems that we have here in Unity, because I've spoken at hundreds and hundreds of churches over the years, and all the churches say the prayer for protection. And you know how you can, you've come to service after service, and it can kind of be, oh, the prayer for protection, right? And you just kind of let it let it just kind of drift through without really sinking into it. And I want to take a few minutes for us to really open back up into the magic of these words, of this invitation. The light of God surrounds me. The light, it understands that God is light. You know all those saints, that have little halos? It isn't there's a metal contraption sticking out the back of their heads. It's that they have become the light that God is. And the prayer says, it's everywhere. And it also says, the love of God enfolds me. That light, its activity is love. And it enfolds you. I like to use the word penetrates me. That it is in every single cell of my being. The power of God protects me. It's reminding us that we're safe. And the presence of God watches over me, and wherever I am, God is. And all is well. I think that's the heart of it, right there. That we say this together every Sunday, and many of us say it even throughout the week. But wherever I am, God is. And all is well. Do you feel that when you look at the evening news? But we are being asked to live that now. And that's what I want to talk about today. Is how can we live that truth that is at the heart of Unity? How can we remember that no matter what is happening in the world around us, financially, wars, greed, starvation, that wherever we are, God is and all is well. In fact, it is saying to us that God is in charge, that God is smarter than us. I should hope so. So I would like to explore one of the favorite little gems that I share in my life. And that's the butterfly story and its take by Elizabeth Satoris, who is an evolutionary biologist. I discovered her through Brian Swim, the evolutionary cosmologist, who is just a gorgeous, wonderful, awake, aware human being. And so is Elizabeth. And she has a little bit of an interesting take on the butterfly story that comes from the world of biology. And so here we have this little tiny animal called a caterpillar that by its size, relative to its size, is one of the most destructive beings on our planet. Can mow down a branch in an afternoon, right? And then it eats itself into the place where it can't move anymore, and it goes into a cocoon. And what happens in that cocoon is that the caterpillar turns to goo. And out of that goo begins to come what they call imaginal cells. The first calling forth of the butterfly. Isn't that imaginal cells? Isn't that wonderful that biologists were awake enough to call that imaginal cells? And the amazing thing is that they now understand that the goo, which is of the old, as the new begins to be born out of it, kills the first wave of the imaginal cells. Isn't that amazing? This is life. And that causes the imaginal cells to come together into communities. Communities. And out of that comes the butterfly. And isn't that such a completely different being than the caterpillar? It isn't a being that takes munch, 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 and destroys munch, 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 munch. It's a being that gives. It gives beauty as it flies around in its world and it pollinates. And its view, look at how much more vast its view is than a caterpillar. A caterpillar's world is maybe a tree in a lifetime. There are monarch butterflies that fly from Canada to Mexico every winter. And so out of the old comes the new. And I think that we were given this butterfly story to help us through this time. Because in my world, there is something that is old that is dying. And there's something new that is being born. To me, the old is that level of consciousness. In fact, we talked about it in the All Hail the Power, the song we sang. To hail the place, time when peace has come, that we are brothers and sisters all. The mist of goo has passed away, and we see that God is all in all. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. You know, it was Jonas Salk that said that for millions and millions and millions of years on this planet, billions of years, that evolution has been based in biology. But he said now that the most powerful force on this planet is the human mind. And so now evolution is based in human consciousness, and we truly are in an evolutionary shift. We, to me, are in an evolutionary shift from the youth of our species, which is where the mist of hate has passed away. The kind of mind that sees them and us, that sees boundaries on the earth. If you go sit on the moon, there's no boundaries on the earth. If you go sit on the moon, you can see that we are all in this together on this tiny, itty-bitty, blue-green jewel that is dancing through vast oceans of space. That's the level of consciousness that is being born. We are the butterfly that is being born. The butterfly that unites rather than divides. That sees that God is all in all. And so we are the butterfly. We are that community of imaginal cells that is coming together to remember the truth. That whatever that is God, that is God, is all in all. That wherever you are, even if you're watching the evening news and your heart is gripping in fear, that does not stop the truth that God is and all is well. But I think the thing we have to see is that goo is a part of the process. That we are in the goo phase. As one of the women in one of my groups once said, we should do a bumper sticker, goo is good. Because it means transformation. And because unity has had nestled in the heart of it, the imaginal cells, right there embedded in the prayer for protection, wherever I am, God is, and all is well. That we are the imaginal cells, and we come together as a community on Sunday mornings and throughout the week to remember that the butterfly is being born on this planet. And if you doubt that, I never got the final numbers of that class between Oprah and Eckhart, but the last time I heard it was 20 million people. At least one person from every single country of the earth, including the tiny itty bitty bitty bittiest countries. Something is happening. That is the imaginal cells. That's the butterfly of the conscious, mature human mind being born. And so we need to frame this time differently. You know, Brian Swim with Thomas Berry was in Seattle, you know, many years ago. And I was just so struck. One of the things they did at this conference was that they pointed out all the major shifts in evolution. Because evolution is this evolving process that has brought everything that we see out of starlight, for heaven's sakes. And they took all of the major evolutionary shifts and showed us how, in all great evolutionary shifts, as the old is passing away and the new is being born, there's always chaos. There's always chaos. There's goo. And the old tries to kill the new, but it gives the new the impetus to be born. And I am here today to ask you to bring the prayer for protection into your hearts right now and do it for all beings on this planet, and most especially feel that truth that wherever we are, God is and all is well. This means that life is asking us to trust God. This is graduate work. Okay? This is graduate work. Life is asking us to trust that intelligence that has taken starlight and has made ladybugs and waterfalls and mighty mountains and baby dolphins and root beer floats and you and me. That life is asking us to trust that intelligence, that if you took one cell out of one hair on one of the knuckles of your hands, this is one of your 100 trillion cells, and this comes from Carl Sagan, that in order to transcribe the information in that one cell, on that one hair, on the back of one of your knuckles, it would take 1,000 books of 600 pages each. Just let that in. Just allow your mind to be blown. Allow yourself to know that the prayer for protection is true. That there's something smarter than us in charge. And we're being transformed out of the fear-based mind into a mind that knows. That knows and that trusts that there really truly is something bigger in charge. It's that which breathes you. It's that which brings spring forth out of winter. Have you had to do that? Have you had to really work hard on bringing spring forth out of winter? And it's been going on for a few years as far as I can see. Can we trust at that level? Now, that doesn't mean that you just sit down by the side of the road. Oh, God's in charge, so everything is okay. You may be called to respond, but when you come from the foundation that wherever I am, God is and all is well, then you move in an entirely different way. You don't react, which only creates more reaction. I think it was Einstein said, if you try to solve a problem at the same level it's being created at, you only create more problems. This is asking us to come to a whole new level and to respond to this situation. And it doesn't mean that we won't have times of reaction. Sometimes I can watch the evening news and sometimes I can't. And you just think of Jesus up on the cross. He said, "Oh, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" He had those moments where he said, "Oh, my God, this is too big." And then he was transformed. He became the butterfly of the full possibility of human consciousness. So what does this look like in our lives? I think that we have it right there in that nugget, the prayer for protection. It's right there to bring that into our minds and our hearts. And to use it almost as if it was a mantra. That whenever you notice that your mind is beginning to get caught in fear, because you are the imaginal cells. We are the earth. We can really truly make a difference in this goo time. And it's right here inside of this being that you are. That our job is to recognize fear and to not fall into it, not to run away from it, but to allow it to be the wake-up call to come back to the truth that God is and all is well. I also brought you some of my bumper stickers and I just give them to you. Please take one. The one that, there's two that really speak to what we're talking about this morning. One is, I'm all out of, but it really, and it's the title of my next book, What's in the Way is the Way. Okay? We're not here in this time because God has fallen asleep on the job. I want to even take it another step. We are not here in this time because somebody screwed up. Okay? If God is everywhere, then how could God screw up? Okay? That the screw-ups were part of the goo process. What's in the way is the way. We are here not because God fell asleep on the job. You did something wrong. I did something wrong. The infamous they did something wrong. What's in the way is the way. That this time of fear is a doorway into trust. Into deeply surrendering to God. Somebody said the other day, I love this. Surrender to the ego is, oh, give up. Surrender to who we really are is, I give it up. That's what we're being asked to do. And so the other bumper sticker that I brought today is, it's okay. It's all okay. So just take that in. Just in the sanctuary of our community for just this moment, let go of all of your fears. Let go of your judgments. And for just this moment, take a deep breath and say, the presence of God surrounds me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. Namaste.
Thank you, Mary.